Good morning and welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, your original hometown hospice, which includes the Pickering House, Hospice of Fairfield County, Hospice of Hocking County, and Hospice of Perry County. The views expressed on today's show are those of the participants and may not reflect the views of the staff and management of WLOH Radio Company. Now, here's your host for Fairhope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Well, welcome to our program this morning. I want to welcome our very special guest that we have with us today, and that's Ernie Cook. Welcome, Ernie.
Thank you.
And Rick Schneider, who is our Community Education Coordinator for Fairhope Hospice. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Denise. It took us a while to get here. We were looking at Ernie's motorcycle out front.
I know, absolutely. And I mean, I think it's probably one of the most beautiful bikes I have ever seen. I'm an old classic woman. I like classic. And I haven't even really had a chance to talk to Ernie much about his bike, but he's representing, actually, he and his wife, Myra, have really put together a really nice event that's going to benefit hospice, and that's what we're here to talk about today. And we do want to talk about his bike, even though our listeners can't see it. We'll have to paint a pretty picture for him, Ernie. So I understand we're having a poker run.
yes, we are, on July 19th, and registration will start at 10:30, and
right.
Last bike out at 1.
Great.
It's going to be up in Canal Winchester?
Yeah, at the Old Town Taverns where it'll start. Real nice ride put together for everybody.
And I understand that this is in memory of someone?
Yeah, actually it's in memory of my dad and also my in-laws, Myra's mom and her husband, Bob. They all three from cancer.
Wow. Well, one of the things, first of all, we really appreciate you and Myra really taking the time to coordinate this, because I know there's, with just the events we've done, Rick, I know there's a lot of time and effort that goes behind the scenes, you know, to organize something like this and to promote it. So I know how special these people had to have been in your life, you know, for you to take this time for us.
Oh, yeah. Very, very important.
But I like what Ernie had said. He had talked to me a few months ago. He was talking about getting door prizes and donors. He goes, boy, you guys are an easy sell.
Yeah, that's one thing is, you know, hospice is a great organization. And, you know, most people around the area have, you know, in one form or another been affected and by hospice and nothing but good things to say. So, you know, very easy sell.
And one of the things you had shared with me was that actually hospice had taken care of your family members. And that's what kind of got you interested in trying to do something to give back to hospice.
Yeah, we had touched on this a little bit earlier. I just remember, especially with my mother-in-law, the nurse came in and it was you know 1 a.m. and my wife was really needing to express, you know, her feelings, and she was having
sure.
a hard time kind of letting go, and you know, my father-in-law and aunts, uncles, sisters, cousins. It just amazed me how they not only took care of the person that was passing away, but they were there for us and the family, and they did such a great job taking care of the family, made everybody feel comfortable, and it was a tough experience, but we got through it because of them.
Right, and that's, you know, kind of what we try to do with hospice, and I'm glad that hospice was there to help your family and you, but it's that whole family approach. You know, we're here to help not only the patient, but the family members and significant others are as important to us, really. And sometimes we actually are more involved with the family and the significant others even than the patient at times when we're visiting. And, you know, one of the things that we offer, Ernie, which, you know, I'm sure you're aware of, is that 13-month bereavement program, too, where we keep in touch with the families and significant others for over a year after the person dies. I think that's, you know, real valuable component as well. It really helps people get through those difficult times and know that they, you know, they're going through, you know, things maybe that's similar to other people. They're not losing their minds. They're experiencing normal grief.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are there for you 110%, and that means so much.
And that's one of the things that, as I talk to people, that they didn't realize we do so much with the extended family.
Absolutely.
Through the whole process of the illness, it's always been the doctor and the patient. And maybe one contact to tell the patient's caregiver what to do, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But with hospice, we go through the whole gamut of, you know, family, friends, neighbors, pets, if necessary. You
yeah.
know, the fish never seem to listen. But, you know, it's whoever is being affected by the situation, that's who we assist.
Yeah, and I guess I was really excited because I think I actually bought a vehicle from Krieger Ford on Morris Road one time many years ago. So, I mean, you work for Krieger Ford, I understand, and Mike Smith is your boss.
Yes.
And we definitely want to thank Mike and Krieger Ford for their support of this, you know, allowing you to have time to work on this poker run as well.
Yeah, they actually they sponsored the run. They're you know, my plaques and everything, and
wow.
They even donated some last year. So, yeah, they've been a big help. Both my brothers work there as well.
Right.
So he put a little article in the paper, and he's been a big help to me, and you know, thankfully let me have some time off today to come down they're
well,
real
we
supportive.
Appreciate that. We really do. And I guess there was a nice article in the Sunday Dispatch June 29th and that's wonderful that they actually, you know, were able to print something to support the poker run as well.
I'm glad he mentioned you let him off because here we are talking about Krieger Ford, hoping we weren't getting him in trouble.
No, they know I'm here.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And I guess there's a lot of things it sounds like a fun event. I mean, you've got a live band and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we'll have a band when we come back. And then we'll have plenty of food to eat. And
right.
We're going to do some 50-50. And I believe Wayne Bowman's going to be there from the leather shop here in town.
Great.
And selling some patches, maybe sewing some stuff on. And
great.
Really good band. So, you know, come on out. And even if you don't ride, stop by and, you know, maybe buy some 50-50 and enjoy yourself.
Like, you know, as much as I've enjoyed seeing Ernie's motorcycle. Now, we got to talk a little bit about it because, I mean, you know, I don't own a motorcycle, but I love your motorcycle. It's beautiful. What year is it?
It's actually kind of old. It's a 92.
It's a 92?
Yeah, but it's been well taken care of.
It has.
And it's other than my five children, it's my baby. So, it gets a lot more attention than anybody else at home, unfortunately. But that's why it looks so good.
It's a beautiful turquoise and I guess an off-white, a cream.
Yeah, it's like a cream colored. It's a heritage softtail. It's my pride and joy.
It's got that nice leather with those little silver bolts on it. And I don't know if I'm using the correct terminology.
Yeah, it's got those cute things on it.
It's cute little things on there. I just like it. But I like the color. It's just adorable, really. So I'm sure people that might come out that just like bikes, maybe don't ride, could come out and just adore some of these beautiful bikes that you have.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, last year we had almost 100 motorcycles.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had a good turnout. And,
great.
You know, just from some of the pictures of last year, you can see there's lots and lots of very nice bikes to look at. So, you know, just come on by and take a look at them and you know, support what we're doing here. And
yeah, a lot of it seemed to be almost like a bike show. You know, someone brought out the top shelf bikes and just parked them out front.
Yeah, we actually, the front parking lot gets completely roped off and it's nothing but motorcycles and people just kind of walked around and checked everything out. And, you know, there's a lot of different kind of bikes. They weren't all Harleys. So, you know, whatever you ride, we'll welcome you down.
Well, that's wonderful. And like you said, the registration starts at 10:30 in the morning and the last bike out at 1.
Yep.
So, it's, you know, so basically what time do you think people will they come back then?
Everybody will come back. It'll start at the Old Town Tavern. And then, you know, we have a ride plan that's all mapped out.
Okay.
And generally I'm the first one to leave. And everybody will take off and there'll be several groups that ride. And, you know, everybody goes at their own pace. And when we get back, you know, that's when the band will start. We'll have the drawings and give away the plaques and all that kind of stuff. And the band will be playing. And it's a lot of fun. So even if you don't come out till later on.
Time do you think that would be?
I'm hoping to get everybody back around like 5 or 5:30.
Okay.
Somewhere in that general area. And I'm going to have my band playing. And you know, like I said, the Brenner Farms actually lets me steal Mike Nycar. So he comes down and he cooks a bunch of hamburgers and sweet corn and all that kind of stuff. So
I think Rick and I'll be there.
Yeah, we both went up and it said, I was there last year and so he mentioned it looked like Fryer Tuck and plaid shorts. All sorts of people are there, let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. It really does. And
it's an awful lot of work. People don't realize that. And like you had mentioned earlier, that so much planning. And as the event approaches, you wonder if you remembered everything. But
I got to tell you on that note too. You know, I get to climb on the bike and ride around and have a good time doing that while we're collecting donations. But if it weren't for my wife Myra, trust me, none of this would happen.
That's great. Well, we appreciate all that Myra's done to support you. And I think Rick even said behind every
successful man,
there's a woman. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I want to make sure we got that on the air there, Rick.
I worked with him last year just a little bit. And she's very calm, cool, and collected. But she gets things. I think it's that mother instinct.
Yeah.
She has to do is look at you. Okay, I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah. She gets it handled, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I just am amazed really at the support we have from our community, and we're blessed every day by good people like you, Ernie and Myra and Mike and your family. And, you know, like you said, your brothers are involved. It's just like the family just, you know, stays together and, you know, mm-hmm. even does something like this for hospice. So, you know, I want to thank you personally and on behalf of our hospice, you know, for thinking of us, because the money that that you raise and that you donate to us will go directly to help patients and their families. We don't use it for administrative overhead. We don't use it for, like, you know, Rick always says, pens and pencils. We use it directly for patient care. Many times people have no insurance, or they have insurance that doesn't really cover everything. And so, you know, a lot of us have co-pays, and those can add up. And we want to be able to provide this care for everyone, regardless of ability to pay. So this really helps us to be able to further our mission and our passion of taking care of people that are really in need in our community. So thank you again. We really appreciate you, and we can hardly wait for the fun.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. I did want to tell you, though, I could give you $1 million, and it wouldn't be enough for what you've already given myself and my family.
Well, thank
you. So I think everyone needs to understand how great of an organization this is, and this is why we're doing it. So,
well, we appreciate that.
And we appreciate you.
So once again, let's just give them the date again so they can come to the Poker Run for Hospice.
Be July 19th. It's on a Saturday. We're going to start off at 10:30 with registration, and last bike out at 1 o'clock.
Okay, that's at the Old Town Tavern in Kanawha, Winchester.
Yep.
On Winchester Road. So they can call our hospice. It's 475-0699. Ask for Rick. We can give you more information on that. So thank you, Ernie, for being with us this morning, and thank you, Rick. And we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Fairhope Hospice Presents on 1320 WLOH, First in Talk Radio.
Talk Radio 1320 WLOH.